Business confidence is said to have picked up in September. That's according to the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Business Confidence Index, which rose to 92.4 index points in September compared to 89.1 index points in August. Positive monthly movements were registered in increased export volumes and also an increase in vehicle sales, among other factors. But of course, this is just one reading, and we're often told that these data are very volatile. So what can we make out of all of it? I'm joined on the line by Richard Downing. He's an economist at Saki. Thanks very much, Richard, for joining us. So I mentioned a couple of positive drivers for the 3.3-point increase in business confidence. But just tell us more about what drove sentiment higher.
Well, I think, you know, as you know, the BCI is an index of critical indicators that is used by business view as important to them to give them some indication about their business sentiment and about the business climate as such. And I think this is what we see here in terms of the index. So those sub-indices that we refer to, like export volumes, merchandise export volumes, stronger rand, new vehicle sales, and real value of building plans passed, is only indications for the business climate as such. And it doesn't actually convey the total message about the economy. Therefore, one should actually add to that the economic review that we usually do with this BCI index as such. And from there, we make the point that this is an indication for us that that South Africa could move more strongly on economic policy certainty, and to move forward on that to create, an environment that is conducive for longer-term sort of views, or that's positive about South Africa's direction of economic policy, and that we're prepared to address sort of structural difficulties in the economy to try and get the economic growth going.
Yes.
And that is, I think, the message that's carried by this as a window of opportunity.
Yes. I mean, failing that you've just stated now, of course, you've always told us that these numbers on a month-on-month basis are quite volatile. And obviously, if that action isn't taken, we could easily go back to square one for this month.
No, exactly. I think one can't depend on this little index as telling you everything about the economy. And actually, if you look at the broader context, you see actually we have, and everybody knows what the problem is. It's like a lot of public sector finance issues, you know, that's at stake. It's actually the total direction of economic policy that we must reconsider, you know. And I think, therefore, the Minister of Finance, actually realizing this broader picture, actually put forward, you know, something that could be discussed, because indicating that, you know, you're not just tinkering on the sides of things on the margins, but really get stuck into what should be done to try and get the economy going and to create an environment of business and especially investor confidence, because there we're looking at a longer term,
five
to 10 years as such.
Richard, the Presidential Economic Advisory Team, consisting of local and international experts, are meeting in Cape Town today, or met earlier today. Are you hopeful about the contributions they can make in turning the economy around?
I think, you know, it's always good to have discussions about the economy and to put different views to each other and to see what is the outcome. But one would just like to add to that, you know, that you must have an economic secretariat that is technically equipped, I mean, to actually go and test some of these advice issues and so on, and to actually sit there and listen and technically look at what is actually said about the economy, and then run it through a more technical type of team, which is an institution in government that should be able, you know, to address more the relationships in the economy and you know, all kinds of identities that must be served and all that type of thing, before you can really make up your mind in terms of what policy. And I think there's perhaps we must look at creating something like that as well. Because that's important to augment,
yes,
you know, the advisory council as such.
Yes. No, I'm actually quite enthused by what you've just said, because my understanding is that this secretariat that you're talking about that should be created, they have to some degree created something like that within National Treasury, because when they have these meetings, I understand that members of National Treasury are there, and I suppose it's to do that technical translation of some of the advice and inputs that are given there.
Yeah, well, be that so, I mean, that is very good to sort of hear that. Usually, you know, what is the best place for that type of thing, because, you know, there's always politics surrounding Treasury and that type of thing, is to have something at the presidency, perhaps, you know, that is more sort of neutral in terms of circumstances on whatever. And then Treasury and especially the Reserve Bank serving as sort of institutions that also assist that sort of council or of experts, you could say, in terms of economic expertise.
Yes.
That could get situated. But while there's something at Treasury, it's good news, you know, to some extent. But I think from experience from some countries, usually have a problem there because they see Treasury then as the culprit rather than some solution to it. So everybody should be to their technical stuff situated somewhere where you can talk to them or put forward ideas and then let them test it. That is not actually doing the budget or whatever, but it's important also that Treasury is involved in that whole process because they are implementing, especially on the public finance side, you know, and budgets.
Yes, yes.
Putting government's position forward in terms of what functions it should fulfill and how successful it is in performing that functions.
Richard, one last thing. Obviously, you mentioned Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. He's going to be announcing the midterm budget. Any expectations out of that?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at that, I think a lot is said about, you know, his proposals that was put forward, and I think a lot of that is actually things that we know, but it's actually facts that one should deal with, and you can't shy away from that. And I think that is important about that proposal. So although some people have some difficulties with that, I think we're beyond the point where we can argue against facts, as such, technical facts on the economy. And hopefully he can put something forward in terms of the budget that not only addresses economic growth and make us look forward to a period of private sector investment, especially from foreign sources, but also, you know, to enhance and actually, as we say, augment this little bit of a positiveness that we saw in this index.
Yes.
And take it forward and give it momentum and to gain traction on this type of thing.
That was Richard Downing. He's an economist at Saki.